She's a nurse and he likes to fly fish. They both brag about their grandkids and they're running against each other in what's been called the nastiest election in Alaska this cycle. The Anchorage race between Republican Kathy Geisel and Independent Vince Beltrami could help determine the balance of power in the state Senate and how Alaska takes on its fiscal crisis. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
One of the legislature's most powerful Republicans is out knocking doors in East Anchorage.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Kathy Geisel.
Geisel, who is 64, has been in the legislature since 2011. She's a staunch oil industry supporter and chairs the Senate Resources Committee. If reelected, she and her colleagues will face some hard choices to square away Alaska's finances on issues like spending cuts, oil taxes, and whether to institute an income or a sales tax. But as Geisel chats up voters, there's one thing she'd like to set straight.
What the Senate majority, which has been controlled by Republicans for the last 4 years, has done is actually in those 4 years, we've brought state spending down.
This election, Geisel is battling attacks, claiming the legislature didn't do enough to solve the state's budget shortfall. Here's an ad paid for by Together for Alaska, a political group backing her opponent.
Geisel and her do-nothing legislature have sat on their hands, despite being called back into session more times than any legislature in our history.
Geisel argues the legislature has acted, but she acknowledges the problem isn't solved.
I understand the frustration. I also understand when they say to me, there's more to be done. I agree.
While knocking doors, Geisel asks voters if they prefer a sales tax or an income tax, proposals that once might have been political suicide. She says she'd consider backing either with enough evidence. But she adds getting to a long-term solution will involve some complicated math.
11, 21, and 1. To pass anything, to get any policy changes or new policies, takes 11 senators, 21 representatives, and 1 governor.
Her challenger, Independent Vince Beltrami, says if voters subtract Geisel and add him instead, the legislature can fix the budget. Beltrami is 54 and has been president of the AFL-CIO, the state's top labor organization, since 2006. It's his first run for office, but he's been involved in state politics for years. Like Geisel, Beltrami is out knocking doors. I asked him how far he's walked.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly because I have a Fitbit thing.
So far, he's logged over 500 miles, another 150 or so, and Beltrami estimates he will have walked to Juneau. But he still has a steep climb. He was a registered Democrat until he switched to an independent in 2014. A big part of his district is conservative and home to many oil executives. Scroll down Geisel's campaign contributor list and you'll see names like Hillcorp, Kalis Energy, and ConocoPhillips. Beltrami says he's pro-development too. He's for drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, for example. But when oil taxes come up again, Beltrami says,
I think one of the fundamental differences is I'm going to be a little more discerning. I'm going to ask harder questions because we have a constitutional obligation to make sure that we get the best value for our resources that we can.
Geisel may have more oil industry supporters, but Beltrami has his own loyal following. Look at his list of contributors, UA Local 375, Laborers Local 942, IBEW Local 1547. Union support helped Beltrami raise more money than his opponent between August and October, almost catching up to Geisel's war chest. And that has Republicans worried.
Strike one!
Beltrami has batted well this year, and if he can fill the bases, public unions will control the state legislature.
That ad was paid for by conservative political group The Truth Alaska. Republicans argue Beltrami will put union interests ahead of his constituents. Beltrami disagrees, of course, saying he'd take time off as AFL-CIO president while the legislature is in session, although he won't step down.
People will always say, you know, you're a union guy, so you're going to look out for the unions. Well, we have oil guys that are looking out for oil.
This is kind of ground zero in the battles that we're having in Alaska.
That's conservative commentator Casey Reynolds, editor of the political blog The Midnight Sun. He's watching the race closely.
I would say it's probably the premier race that's going on.
That's because Democrats need just a few wins, and they could cobble together a coalition with moderate Republicans to take control of the state Senate. That means this race in East Anchorage could determine how Alaska as a whole addresses its budget woes. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.